1-2.
Test, 1-2-3.
Shannon, you got me?
Oh yeah, I got you loud and clear. 1 minute, guys, 1 minute.
Test, 1-2, Steve, you got me?
10-4, you sound good, real good.
4, how about you, Shannon?
Yeah, you sound loud, good.
4.
Hey, Caleb, come over here, Steve.
All right, buddy, you're going to be down here, start looking. You got the 96, 19 at us, 96, 19 at us. You got the 43, 42 leaving right here, bud.
4.
Yeah, still got a good copy on me over there.
Yep, 10-4.
Okay, pit road speed right there.
Go with 4200, 4200.
10-4, 4200, you got a copy it over there for me?
10-4.
Standing, just like always there, bud. I'm going to talk to him probably only in this travel the best we can. You let me know when we need to count down laps, how we want to do it. If we're real busy, I can help you. And when we're coming to pit, we can't be missing our laps because we're going to be on the edge probably every time. So repeat it, make sure we get a call back this year.
10-4. Yeah, still got a good copy way over there.
10-4.
Yeah, just remember, Jeff, when we come in for coming out of the pits, we got to keep all four tires below the yellow line all the way over to 2.
Remind me when we're leaving as well, please. Thank you.
No problem.
You got a good mark as far as count me into that stall?
Yes, I got a good 5 away. Real good 5 away mark.
Boy, this could be important.
A little reference for you is we're at the end of the infield grass, directly across from the end. You know what I mean?
Four.
Just like the pit stop, buddy. Pit road is all about giving ourselves a chance to win. Nice and easy in the boxes. Nice and easy out of the boxes. I'm going to be real conservative calling you out. We're going to try to settle this thing on the racetrack, and I'll let Pit Road take us out of it.
Sounds good.
I'll let you know what tires we're taking. If it is, we're going to be fuel only or whatever. I'll remind her, Shady, you need to remind her about locking them up. Just do the best you can. We're a long ways down Pit Road, so if you do lock them up, I need to know.
Hey, boy. Just make it very clear if you're going to be taking 2 under green so that I can make sure I don't lock those left sides up.
I will tell you. I will tell you.
Back around here, they're going to show you one to go. Okay, coming to green this time. Make sure it's a good thing, good tight there.
We're all set. Shannon, have a good day there, bud.
Okay. Hey, have a good time, man. You're the best out there. We believe you. Go get us one.
For the steward.
Okay, pace car's off. Get ready. Ready, green flag, green flag. Tail inside. Double file all the way back.
We're done. We're done. Completely done. Kendrick came up on me.
All right, boys. Let's go to the garage, see if we can get it fixed.
Somebody needs to grab that cool-down unit.
Yeah, 10-4. I saw it on TV. It's going to be a while. It's going to take a little while to fix this one. I need some left front suspension. It looks like left front suspension on TV. Maybe a radiator. We'll have to look at the right side.
Yeah, the bumper cover's off of it, the back, everything.
I believe we're going to be on the record, aren't we, Shannon? Is that a yes, Shannon? I'm sorry.
Yes.
4. Get us a good clear spot, Travis. This is going to be good practice for the chase. Let's get it fixed. Get it fixed one time here. 54-7, the minimum speed. We're going to have to be pretty good.
I can't see where he's at. He's down below the campers and everything. So I'll let you know when he comes around.
Yeah, no problem. Shit, let us know when we start to see a car. Your car yet there, Mr. McGlamory?
The back of the record, but they're coming right straight towards me.
Rollback or record? What'd you say, bud? Rollback or record? Will it roll?
Okay, they should be coming towards you now. They're down at the other end of the pit.
Or is it coming in the garage entrance or normal entrance?
Back behind the garage where the helicopter and the hospital is.
Clay, you, Tiny, Travis, you three get it on the stands. Jason, me, and you, let's do what we need to change. All right, get the nose ready. Get the left front suspension, upper, lower, spindle. Cut the tail off. Well, this is going to take a minute. Back it in, let's do it. Andy, go ahead and get the electrical unhooked when they get it down. Undo it, Jason. Drop it right here. Jason, do you want to work on it here, or do you want to try to get it inside? Right here, get that box and move it back. All right, that quarter panel stays. Off, we'll put the whole new nose on. Cut it here, there, nose off, left front fender off. What do we got for suspension? Oh crap, both sides. I don't know, boy. We're gonna get that plate back? Yeah, we get it back. What do you need? I'll get to a low stand. All right, hold on. The guys, we're very close now. It's a long year. Ain't nobody going to get hurt here. Get it up on jack stands. Do this once. Coming down. Nobody underneath you. Let's get it up on four good stands first. Come on. All right, let's go around. All right, Mikey. Right here. Let's leave this for now. Start here. Or we're going to start here. Start here, Mikey. Let's go. Hey, get your saw. Lose that. Listen to me. Pray. Let's lose it at this seam and cut it flat under the dry brake. We'll try to keep the dry brake hooked back to the deck lid. I hear the start, Mike. Go ahead. Go get the impact. I got it. I want to take the frustration out anyway. What do we have to lose? What do we have to lose to put the nose on it? Everything. So that's what I want to do. Get that nose set out right here. Move all the stuff. Get it set out so we can do what we got to put on it. Who's going to be in charge of the back? Brady? Cookie? I want you to work in the back half. Arm. Deck lid's got to stay on it. It's going to have to be tethered. No tail and decide if you want to put another deck lid on it. And it might be quicker. Brady? Man, this is going to be quicker just to put the damn nose on it, isn't it, Jason? Oh, cut right here. Look, come in. Just come in. Start cutting the shit off. Eat off that this one needs to go on to. Start cutting what we need off the nose. So wherever you see that thing needs to weld, let's lose what we got. Come on. There ain't no way. We ain't going to keep fenders from blowing in if we don't just do it right. You going to get the new left front shock? That was jacked up. What are you doing? Cooling it so we can get Roder out? What's your plan? Get that hood loose, Tiny. Open that hood so we can at least see what we got a hook with. Make sure there's no block offs on the radiator. We did that once. No way to put fenders on it, right? And the nose is going to be quicker. Get that hood off, Clay. You're working on the hood, Tiny. Hood's going to come off. So we got a driver back from the care center yet? Watch the water there, boys. Got no choice. We got to get the radiator out to put the new thing on. As soon as we get the radiator on hook, just cut it off. Let's get the suspension done, then let's get it on the ground and put the nose on it. Suspension don't look bad other than the lower. What is it, Jason? It looks like it's going to turn okay. There you go, boys. We're getting it now. Work, Bertie? Shannon, was that a wreck?
It ain't far from it, though.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, boys, there's eight of them. Three are parking them, five are going. We'll get out in front of them. Let's do it. We're doing good. What do you need, Travis? We need to start getting these hinds out of these sway bar arms. Careful welds back here now, boys. Shannon, what happened?
Just debris.
Jace, you got to decide, though, if you get it spent too much. I don't know if the slug will go in. Kevin, what lap are we on?
Coming to the lap 30.
Four.
Now, how many are out of the race? Like eight, right?
There were nine in our wreck. Nobody's come back out yet.
Clay, what do you want to do? Let's start getting somebody working on how we're going to take this wing off. Caleb or somebody, we got to get a wing on there, so let's figure out how we're going to do it.
44 just come back in.
Grab the fire extinguisher. Let's get one out here so nobody gets hurt. Actually, hold on, Chad. Get a fire extinguisher. Get one. I think there might be one. You got one? Okay, right here in the garage, right? Just hang out back there in case they need it. Matter? Tight. Bolt it in. Give me one bolt. One bolt, man. It ain't going to go nowhere. 44, what? He went back out on the racetrack or he had to come back into here? Back out there?
Back out on the track.
Four. Not a sneaky suspension. He didn't have to change the entire suspension and the nose. Jace, what do you want? You want to set it on tires and get some 4-inch blocks for the nose like we did last time? All right. Trucker or somebody. We need to get aluminum, right? Lead spacers. We need 4-inch lead spacers, 6 or 7 of them. We're going to set the splitter on that. 5 of them. 5-inch. 5-inch spacers. Penske, when you rebuild them shocks, put some packers so we can pull it. It might help us on speed. They're not all aluminum. Martin, come here. Tape that upper grill up. Leave the lower grill open. Put one piece of tape across the middle of the lower grill. Make sure there's no block off. Make sure the brake ducts are taped up. 6-inch splitter's fine. Let's get this nose ready to go. Dude, we're going to set this splitter at 5 inches and we're going to weld it to the car once we get it on the ground. So we're going to need to put a set of tires on it. Tail looking, Cookie. Looking pretty good, I think, isn't it? That's probably not bad. Dude, I'll get us about a 700, please. 7-8, something like that. Something a little bigger. Meltzer, come here. I need an opinion. Get you a big drill. The 3/3 bit. Use this as your pilot. Run right through there. Get you a nice long bolt. One bolt. Let's go. That'll hold it. Don't you think, Jay? Honey, it's going to not be easy. If you want to jump on this air drill, it might be better. Saying, there's that air right there, probably an air drill in the box, might be a little easier on the knuckles. Look, we got suspension, we need to start working on the nose. What are we lacking? Alright, let's go. If we're done in the back, let's get some tires on this thing. Don, please tell me you didn't hurt yourself again. No, we got to beat them boys over there. I know we can. Let's get on the ground. Yeah. Just run it to the nut. Run it to the nut. Listen, clear the way. When we set on the ground, I want to roll it back into the garage and put the nose on it. You switch bottles? Yeah, I'd get a quarter inch. 5/16 is the biggest. A couple washers. Probably 2 inches, but what are we going to do? Stupid tires. Let's go. I checked it all out for us. Making any progress? Yeah, you're making progress, right? All right, let's get the tires on it. We can do that later if we have to. We need another bit, too. Tires on, sweep up underneath them. Let's go. Let's get a nose on them. And we at least made sure we had a brake pedal, some strategic caliper. Grab a bleeder. Throw your foot up on the door, somebody. Just make sure we got a pedal, man. You jump on it. Make sure you got a pedal. Good enough. Let's go. Trucker, grab a little silicone loop so we don't break another bit. Hold these sway bar arms up. Let's set her down. Side first. Right side first. I'll be right. Bolt ready. We're going to need that. There you go. Runner, clean her up. Let's get that bolt in so we can set her down. All right, there you go. Let him in. A couple of us, let's get on the nose. Let's have a plan. Create impact.
Everybody wash their toes, feet.
Gentlemen. Now listen. Hold on. Before we get the nose on, we're going to have to get that upper bolt in. It's going to take all we can to get the upper bolt in that thing.
So that reamer we got for the upper shock bunk.
Top tight? All right, with that air drill, let's go. Back it up. Tell Billy. Hold on. Tell Billy. We're coming back. Back it up. Let's go. Nose, boys. Three on the nose. Let's go. Chad, you bring the cool down unit to the generator. Get us water. Here. Let's get the nose. Set it on blocks. Let's get it hooked up. Shock in the nose are my two big concerns. I'm not worried about the radiator, John. I believe we'll be good there. Cool down unit. We got the welder. We got a plan. All right. Don't let me forget to tighten that up, Penske. It's a bolt. It'll work. Open the hood right now. Come on. Come on. Bring it up here. Go get your tools. Bring your nose up here. Get your spacers underneath it. All right. Let's get the hood open on the roof. Flip it right open. Just like we did last time. Radiator, Dave. Listen. Get your lower radiator line before we burn this thing into your upper. We made that mistake last time. Make sure they both hook up. Johnny, get in here. Let Johnny in here. Make sure we get lines on it. I think we need to go back and left. What do you guys think? Everybody's good there? All right, let's go. That's our spot right there. Let's get a half-inch, 7/16 wrench. Hose clamp. Or welder. Welder, come here. Atwell. 7/16 wrench, burn it on. Make your dad proud with this fabrication right here. Everybody good? Everybody happy? Johnny, is that hose going to reach there? All right, tack it. Mikey, tack it. Look back here. Cookie, you happy? Is NASCAR happy? Like I said, right now, just get one foot, look straight, step back, and make sure the right front's close. You might want to, well, the green wheel is going to be a little hard to put toes off. Lower hose, have we got it too close to the frame rail? And is that 44 riding by itself? Yeah, this time when we come out, we're going to need some help. We won't be able to see minimum speed alone.
It's just hanging out at the back there.
Be careful, Clay. I don't want the rub right here. We're looking on our welder. Can we start working on the water? Travis, where are you? Let's start working on the sway bar. Tonight. I want you to start getting a broom. I want you to sweep up the path out of here so we don't drive over all this debris out here. Just get the big stuff out of the way so when we go to leave, we don't get a flat tire leaving, okay? Okay, so we ready for a driver? 10 minutes? The sawzall. Grab a sawzall.
Hey, you got 29 back on the track.
Four. Have a wrap right to the same water line, I think, John. Water line, and then we tire up that line right to the water line. Then we're about 5 or 8 away. If you found some shade, bud, you might want to start wandering this way. You got me?
Yeah.
By ourselves, see what our minimum speed is, and I want you to look for some tire smoke. I think we should be good. Just look for it, okay?
10-4.
Get some water coming. You got a Chad? Chad's on it. Let's do it. Wrap right to that water line, Timmy. Take that tire wrap off your tire wrap right to that water line. Tie the fence right there. Let him get water in it first, probably. Chase, how do you want him to chew the toe? Just throw some plates on it?
You got me, Steve. And then you got me. I got you loud clear.
Doing on water, Johnny. Good. How we doing on the power steering? Good.
All right.
Okay. You're good? Jason, you're good? Johnny, are we ready for some spark or what? Where are you at, buddy?
Turn the batteries on.
Go ahead and turn the batteries on, but don't crank it over quite yet. Hold on. Is that power steering going to work, Johnny, or no? Hook for it in. All right, is everybody's fingers clear? You good, Timmy? You sure? All right, Travis, get your head back for a second. All right, crank it over. Let's see spark.
Okay, let me switch.
The kill switch on the steering wheel.
I hit the switch here.
Fire it up. Alright, one more look under the hood, guys. Let's check this toe real quick with my eyes. My eyes will be good enough. Everybody away from the sides. If I want you to turn the wheel to the right a little. Oh, not that much. Halfway back. Oh, right there. Hold on. Hold on. Travis, you need to turn this out. Turn it out. You can shut it off now, Jay. Tommy, Jeff. Alright, let's go. We got toe and then the hood, then we're out of here.
Yeah, the caution's out right now.
Halfway on, Kevin. Alright, hold on. Hold on. 61. Let's see. Lengthen it, Travis. Come on. Lengthen it. Whoa. Right there. Tighten it down. That'll do it. Gotta get the hood shut. Tape. No, not the size. Right here. It'll probably run, Jace. I think that's, it'll run fine right there. All right, out front underneath it. Let's go, Bart. Move. Come on.
Get out there, guys. I think we tore up really good.
Alright, go ahead and hit it one time. Fill it up. What were you saying, Jeff?
Saying that was a good job, man. That thing was really tore up.
Hey, alright, buddy, go ahead. Leaders are on pit roads. Let's not mess them up.
Yeah, Jeff, I'll let you know when they're all pitted and all gone, okay?
Yeah,
just hold on a minute here. Yeah, they got the 83 on pit road right up above us here. They're trying to fix the front end. Come on out there. Come on. Y'all good right there.
Change the caliper. Make sure you got a good brake pedal. We bled it some. Make sure that's real good. Toe should be close there, Jeff. And what I want you to do is we'll run a few laps here. And Shannon, you get on the binoculars. Make sure nothing looks like it's rubbing. We'll keep running. If there's any question, we'll come down pit road.
Four.
Are you down here?
They're just blowing the track off right now. Okay, Jeff. You clear. Come on up. Track's clear all the way into turn, middle of turn three and four.
The engine's not running very good.
Like it's missing or it's just kind of stumbling, flooded up?
Just sounds funny. Everything looks okay. It's not running 100%.
We smashed one header tube shut, so it's going to sound pretty bad, I have a feeling.
I'm going to show you one to go when you get down here, okay?
Well, it's driving good.
It's driving better than it looks. I'll give it that.
Okay, Jeff, you're going to have about six cars coming up behind you here. Still got about four cars behind you. Last car is a 31 car. Okay, all clear behind you there. Coming to the green. Cars off. Green flag.
It's not running good at all. Either that exhaust or timing. Not that good, right?
Stand for it, well. We'll just run until we see what happens.
I haven't seen no smoke here yet, Jeff.
Got all pressure, fuel pressure, everything.
10-4, them boys did a good job getting everything clearance, so I think it'll be okay. We got the 9, who's 2 laps ahead of us. We got the 29 on pit road, 5 laps ahead of us, but he's on pit road and they're working on something, so.
Let's just keep digging here, buddy.
We'll see how long she lasts. 4-7. 53-5, so we should be okay, bud.
Let's see, Jeff, Pack's coming off 4 right now.
4, thank you.
And then just so you know, that 29 is about halfway lap in front of us. He's on our lap.
10-4. Coming out of 2 right now.
10-4, 2. Judge, stay on the bottom.
Yeah, that's probably the best to do, stay on the bottom. Them go around you. They've been running double file. They ain't went 3 wide or nothing or anything stupid lately.
I see them running up high.
Okay, still coming to the outside here. From the outside. Still coming to the outside. 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 Still coming to the outside. Still to the outside. Yeah, all clear right there. Next pack back a little ways and about 7 of them. Outside. 3 more.
We get slower. I swear this thing feels like it's slowing down.
Slower to you?
You're at 3.8. About where you were before the pack caught us.
It's hard to say because there's a strong headwind on the front straightaway. It seems to make it back up on the back straight, but that headwind's killing us.
Yeah, I think we get the nose too high too. It's about 2 inches off the ground coming up here.
3 there on the front straightaway in the trial.
I see right in front of us. What's that black right there below the yellow line?
What is it? Black, I don't know. Big. I mean, it's below the yellow line, though.
Caution's out. Caution's out. Pax in four.
The caution four. Three.
Yep, could it be a plug wire or something off? Maybe do we yank a plug wire off, change the suspension? Is that what it feels like, or something different?
I don't think it's running on stepping cylinders, but it's weird as I accelerate. It's like the engine retards and then comes out of it, but it never really comes to full. So, yeah, we can certainly play with that. Try it.
Burdette, can we get the hood shut? It's not screwed down or nothing, right? Just those four pins? It wasn't that bad, was it? All right, let's do four tires. We'll come around the second time. I don't want to mess up any of these leaders, so we'll come the second time. It's going to be a little frustrating. They're going to lap us about every 10 or 12 laps, but we can make minimum speed. You know, I think the slowest you ran was like a 54.10. Minimum speed is a 54.7, so we're good there. This time, we'll come the next time. Okay, bud.
See where that 77 was leading that thing?
Yeah, he is. I was wondering if he was still in it or not. He must be. I haven't heard anything about it.
But he's feeling better.
I bet that helps.
Get that hood up. You want to let the Browns out of front?
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but it's probably sitting on the Packer. You don't have any adjustment, right, Ben?
I ain't coming to you here in a sec.
So what we're going to do is we'll do four tires, rear tire changer, carrier, the gas man, you guys come back. Johnny, you go over. Clay, you help him with the hood pins. About the pace car, Shana. Stuff like this is all practice when we got a problem with getting everything right. Do we have the extra man, Shane?
Okay, 4,200. Okay, Steve, they come into one to go when they get here. Coming to you.
We'll come on down. I don't believe we want to mess with it. Come on down. 5, 4, 3, 2. Just change four tires. We'll lose another lap messing around with it here. Time here. Let's get these left side changes. Let's get that Barabon either fixed or peeled off so we don't have another yellow. Let's fix that Barabon, Clay. Pace car, Shannon. Around it. Any of these tires rubbed or anything? Any tires rubbed, boys? No? They all look good? Pace car, Shannon. All right. You got a safety truck right here. Let's go. I don't want to lose a lap messing with this thing. Let's go. Come on. Let that safety truck outside you there, you're clear. 55's coming. You can let that 55 go if you want. I believe he's on the lead lap. Yes, he is. He's on the lead lap.
Okay, pace car is going in a 3, coming to the green.
For the 29 is on our lap, even though everybody got lapped there. So we're racing him, Shannon. I mean, I know we're not really racing. We just need to pay attention to where he is. Don't give up the spot for no reason. Come towards the end of the race.
4.
When, like, if I give it half throttle, it runs. When I go full throttle, it won't run. Like it's like the timing's retarded when it does that.
What are your feet box for me? Make sure we didn't hurt something.
And again.
Come into the green here. Go to your B box. B.
Green flag. Green flag.
See if the B box helps it. I know we got a little bit of a hurt car there. I know we don't want to get up there and race, but if that 29 was running about the same speed as us, maybe if we could get somewhere near him where we have a running mate and not lose quite as many laps, do the best you can with it.
Four tries to be box, no change.
Four, thank you. I got a bit of good news for you. This is halfway.
Well, with that time getting me on that 44, they fly.
Yeah, right there with their bumpers hooked, being wrecked, they were as fast as the pack.
He wants you to try and front up there, Jeff. I'll go slower if I'm in front of them, but I'll try. I'm almost positive we'll go slower if I'm in front.
That 9 and that 44, when they separate, like that last lap, you know, they had a couple climbs between them, they slowed down 2 seconds.
I just don't think that 9 can run like that forever because he'll overheat.
Oh, that's just amazing. You know, you don't hardly, it's hard to stay in the pack, but right there by themselves, they took up 2 seconds messing with it.
Called ass this lap.
Yeah, that was 2.5 seconds faster. Are you watching those two up there?
Yeah. 9 overheated and he had clean air.
I think he's bored.
Nah.
Pack's in the middle of 3 and 4 right now. They're all single file just about up high.
Never understand.
What's that?
They are. The whole field's on the top. Single file.
The lady.
I walked on you. The 11, the 00 are leading.
Now, personally, I don't think it matters where they went right now. Everybody's content to ride it out for a little while. You know, they just the leader's chosen the high line.
Pat, come out 4.
Four, same thing.
Yeah, they're still running the high line about 15,
16 or so of them, and then they're double file. And Kevin said he was fine running like that right there. He just don't want to get up too close to his bumper because his steering's all messed up and he's trying to chase it.
Tell him don't worry, I'm not, because mine's doing the same thing.
Four.
Hey, dude, you missed it. The 31's a lap down. He got hooked up with the 88. They're running about fifth. They ran a 47.90 and left the pack by about 3 seconds. They've got about a 40 car length lead.
Who's leading?
The 88 was leading, the 31 was pushing. They're out there pretty fast. Now the pack's catching them. The one's going to be the leader here when they catch them.
Yeah, just let you know the leaders are in the middle of 3 and 4.
3790, how fast is that?
Fast, I don't know. It's going to be up there. It's going to be high 190.
Leader's just coming off 2 now.
I see him. They're a little more racy now than they were the last time.
Oh, yeah. They dropped a 3 abreast here a couple of laps ago. Caution out. Debris on the back. Quick yellow, Stevie. Quick yellow.
Yeah, I wish I didn't do that. I guess we got to come. We got to come as a quick yellow. They'll probably give us one to go.
Coming, right?
Yeah, I need to pit this time, I guess. Pit this time, it's quick yellow. Real timid, because all these guys are racing on the lead lap. I don't want to mess them up. All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, way in the box in front of this 19. Come way in the box. Way up in there. There you go. Hold on. Are we over? Okay. Have they given us one to go, Shannon? They haven't, right? Dad's got to come back. Go ahead, John. Go ahead. Think we can get it shut? You seen anything? What's it look like there? Play? Is it close? All right, what tire is that? Left? Left? Left front's got a rub on the outside. Play? We need to see what it's rubbing on.
Face car in the middle of the back.
All right, it's only giving us one to go, so we got all kinds of time. Let's figure out where it's rubbing. Let's get that fixed.
One in the 3, middle of 3 and 4.
All kinds of time. Travel's a long ways down here. How you looking, Clay? Where you at, Shannon?
Coming through 4, coming out of 4.
About 5 or 10 seconds. Finish it up.
Into pit road.
Go ahead. There you go. Go ahead. Nice and easy. All kinds of time. We got to use Dave for stuff like that. Good communication so we have them days we don't lose laps. Max is coming to your outside passing. He's on the lead lap still, too.
Pace car to start finish line. One to go.
Safety vehicles on the track.
What I'm looking for, there's one real low down the middle of the back. The rest of it's all clear.
Are they?
Middle of the back stretch. They'll be backing up at you about the middle of the back stretch when you get there. The one car behind you, 78 car. Okay, pace car's off. Ready. Green flag.
There's 56 to go. Harvick's on our lap, but we just need to decide if it's worth riding around there, you know, because we did rub that first tire, and that second tire was rubbing pretty good. Not really too big fan of riding around out there, you know.
Exactly, sure. Understand.
I guess we're saying we're going to run a little bit longer, but even with Harvick on the same lap, I know Childers won't let those guys pull off, because even if everybody in the lead lap wrecked now, we can't catch them. We can't advance. We're too many laps down. The only people we're racing are the 29, the 9, and the 44. That's it. Everybody else, and they're already ahead of us. So we just need to, we'll run a little bit here, but if they're writing on the wall, we're not going to gain anything. We're not going to ride around for no reason.
They just got to make a deal with the 29 and just come in.
No, I might go see them riding around. This place is still 175, you know.
Do whatever you want me to do, buddy. Just tell me what you want to do.
We'll ride around a little bit. Let me go talk to the 29.
Question that I have is, they didn't come in and pit. They're going to have to come in for fuel.
Yeah, I don't know. That's something to go, yeah. I think they might have came in the second time.
Hey, maybe he did, but he was ahead of me the whole time. You know, so maybe he did.
Pack is about middle of the back stretch right now.
They're very racy now, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're 3 wide here. I'll let you know if it's still like it when it comes up on us. We might have to pull on down a little bit lower, you know what I mean?
All right, buddy, I think we're going to have to ride her to the end.
Yeah, they're about a single file, about 5 or 6 back, and then a double file. Still a double file back there.
That was a big spot move right there to 37.
He checked up for some reason. Not sure what happened. Somebody blowing up there?
No.
guess I smelled something. I saw that car pulling back a little bit.
Hate to say it, but I think we're faster out front than with him.
There should be a caution. There's pretty big, decent debris on the back straightaway.
Caution's out.
Caution's out.
Pit road be open. Quickie yellow.
What do you there, bud?
I want you to pit. I don't want to wait till one to go because if we have any sort of penalty or anything, that'll cost us a lap or racing that 29. So let's just come up to 10. We made a mistake one time here about a year ago.
I'm coming to you.
Even if one to go yet, have they, Shannon?
4200.
Just watch what this 19's doing. We're not racing anybody. No. Come on down. Looks like they're doing right sides. Come on down. Come on down. They're going to be leaving. They're leaving. Come in behind them. Right here. Yet. How's that left front look that came off? Is it better? Everything better? All right. Get him out around that 43. He doesn't have reverse. We broke it in the wreck. We're going to have to push it back. Push it back. He's going to be a while. I don't know what they're doing up there.
What is that thing he's got in his hand, Jake?
Pace car's in the middle of the back stretch. Do you want to go when you get back around here?
That was a little dicey on pit road right there.
Yeah, I guess the way they're doing one to go, we can come the second time. Well, we shouldn't have to come again, actually, so we're good here.
That's a 9 and a 44 behind you there. Got one more coming to the outside. Hey, you got the 43 coming up. Hey, stars off. Ready. Ready. Green flag, green flag. Hey, Jeff. He backed off a little bit. He's got a vibration.
I was wondering what happened.
I just come out 4 here.
Was this vibration, do you know?
They just said he got a vibration. They've been working on the front end a lot. Should have been your mirror. They're coming out 4 right now. There's single file about 10 back, and then double file. Yeah, there's still double file all the way back. Outside. Outside. The 99 cars are the last one in that pack, and then you got 3 stragglers in behind them. Clear.
Hey, you guys up pit road, about 18 to go, I'd be paying attention. It's going to get pretty wild here, I haven't seen as close as we are to the track.
Left to go.
There's 18, 1-8. Perfect pitted, we got a lap up on him, so we're going to have to run her to the end.
Okay, heads up, back her down for me, back her down. 4 there, back her down, they're all over the place. Yep. 18.
Yet wreck is yet to be determined.
Good point. Well, wrecked with an exclamation point. I'm not sure how.
I don't know if he hit anything, though, did he?
Yeah, I don't think he hit nothing.
I don't know how he did, but I don't think he did either.
Plan.
They don't give us one to go. We'll hit the second time. Stay out all these boys' way.
Yeah, it's open right now, Steve.
Haven't heard one to go of you, Shane. We're going to come around. All right. Then we'll pit this time around.
I don't understand why the 11 didn't come in and pit that time.
I'm confused about a lot. I stayed out because I thought the 43 and the 19 would pit because they're at the tail end and they both stay out. All right, boys, full speed here. Still real pit stop. Just don't leave when they drop the jack. I want to look at the tires first, make sure we don't have a rubber or nothing. But... Free.
Okay, up high, okay, 4 is here. Okay, they're going to show you one to go to, Steve.
No problem. Go get us 4 tires, go get caught up.
4200.
Boys, let's go here. Do us 4 tires here, no gas. Alright, bud, come on down. Come on down. You are 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 4 tires. Look, that left front look good, guys? All the tires look good? Alright, go ahead there, bud. The jets to your right. Pull over, that's the 18 behind you.
Okay, the pace car just come out too. Coming to the green.
It could get interesting watching this 18 come back up through there.
All the other car behind you. Jeff is coming off 2. He's a lucky dog.
Is it?
34 car. A 6 back and a pace car is off. Ready. Ready. Green flag, green flag.
Time this one good.
Outside.
13 to go, so as long as we have one drafted partner, they shouldn't lap us. Be careful, it's going to get pretty hairy here, I have a feeling.
Definitely. Keep an eye out front there.
Careful.
Don't really have track department, so not sure if this is going to work out.
Yeah, we got one coming.
It's 10-4, this is 10 to go, so we should be good either way. I'd assume they'll be back a little bit anyway. I don't believe they're done wrecking.
They're wrecked down the back, got a big wreck. Down for a lot of debris back there, Jeff. About middle ways, down the back stretch all the way into 3.
Somebody's on fire.
I'm going to tell you what,
that 7 car hit a damn ton of it if I won't. How are your tires there, bud? I mean, I know I saw a lot of spin in you. See everything pretty good back there?
Yeah, 10-4. I didn't really see a lot of debris or nothing. I went through.
10-4. Break everything down, guys. Just leave one set of guns out, some tires. Here he was in it. He looks like he's done. He's sitting on pit road. Looks like he broke right on the spindle or something.
One car just wrecked again. He was trying to drive it back, and I think he hit the cell wall.
That hurts. Old Dale Jr.'s running second. Had a good car all day. Good car. We'll see if we get himself in position. Be cool if he could.
3 laps to go right now.
Oh, let's see. There's 7 right now. Caleb, y'all can start up here if you want. Keep your guns out, guys, and these tires out to the end, just in case you can break everything else down.
Yeah, if there's a piece of debris right there before you get the caution light in at 3.
Center, up
there. It's up against right about 3 feet off the wall.
Give me the one to go right now. You'll have, you're going to have 4 to go when you take the green. You won't get laughed at nothing. Nobody's on our lap. 29's a lap behind us. We've got to run all the way to the checker. You hang all the way back if you want. No reason to be anywhere near that pack.
10-4.
You got it, buddy. I'm walking back.
10-4.
That's the only way we're going to make sure we beat that 29.
All the way back to the checker.
Y'all fixed that thing today, guys. My nose tore up. Y'all did a good job. Make some notes. See what we can do better. Sorry about that, bud. I think we have an okay car. We'll talk about it. We'll go get him in Richmond.
10-4. Great job getting us back out there, guys. Who else coming, Shannon?
Yeah, you got one coming. The only other car behind you is a 29. We got to finish in front of
him. And we got a lap on him.
Okay, pace car is off. Ready? Ready? Green flag, green flag.
Lapping's got a tire rump or something there, huh?
Yeah, the 14 has, something happened to the 14. I don't know what happened to him there.
Dropped the cylinder.
One more time, one more time. But you know what's happening in front, the 99 and the 09 hooked up past everybody, and they're bumper to bumper going down the back.
Pit road, guys, pit road.
Back it down, Jeff, back it down. We got one up in the fence.
Pretty slow, way down, way down. 9, he got upside down in the fence. Slow, way, way down, way down, way down. Hey, get the
Jeff, just keep it real low. Come on.
Go up, Jeff. Go up. Go up. There you go. Right there. Right there. You got it.
Hey, the 09 hooked the 99 up at about 5th, pushed him all the way to the lead, turned underneath him on the track. The 99 tried to block him. Brad, listen to you. Did not go below the yellow line. Turned the 99 to 1.
Kidding me. Good for him. I mean, not turning the 99, but winning that damn race, that's pretty awesome.
This side, just like you said, man, you got to the yellow line. Down that wheel dead straight.
I mean, they taught that lesson last year.
Well, they wanted an exciting finish. I would say the 99 going across the line on fire upside down probably qualifies.
And that thing tore up.
Well, man, I'll tell you what. He was about 4 feet from joining the front row.
Jeff, you got to bring it down to the middle garage. Down to the middle.
Good work, dude. All right, where are you guys at?
Just come down here and get in line.
Please tune back during broadcast hours.